news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super duper glad to see you on the radio. Rob Satter, our fabulous producer, taking good care of us and making sure that everything is in the right place at the right time around here this morning. With that, we welcome Alana Jaco back to the airwaves, Director of Communications and Outreach for the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. Good morning, Alana. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark.
Are you ready for some normalcy this year to get back to some outdoor activities and, maybe a sojourn or scenes and sips that may be masking and distancing, but you can have some things happening?
Oh, definitely. 2020 was kind of unusual for everyone, and like other organizations and businesses, we had quite a bit of rescheduling to do for 2021. So this year we're really excited to get into a full program of events to really engage people with the outdoors and the Susquehanna Greenway.
We always ask you to reiterate the real mission and the deliverables of the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. So please do that again, if you don't mind.
Of course. So to understand what we do as the partnership, you kind of have to know what the Greenway is. And the Susquehanna Greenway is a corridor of parks, trails, and communities along the Susquehanna River and within Pennsylvania. And so SGP, as we like to call ourselves, Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, we not only work to build connections between these parks, trails, and communities so that you can walk, bike, or paddle from town to town along the river, but we also provide the resources, maps and brochures and our online profiles for people to get outdoors and engage with these things.
Well, and I think the idea too is to make sure that within every board and with every mind and everybody that's happening, that things that are happening here that can happen in the Greenway are brought up and talked about, that initiatives are talked about and recreation is encouraged, and maybe if it's just taking a picture of something in the Greenway is encouraged. So I think really that's part of it. Make sure that all these good opportunities are top of the mind, lest we forget. Well, you have had fundraising and socialization opportunities in the past, the Scenes and Sips events. So tell us about the first one that's scheduled for this year.
So this year, on Friday, May 7th, 6 to 8 p.m., we're holding an event called Susquehanna Scenes and Sips, which is an opportunity for us to showcase the winners of our annual photo contest. This year, we're really excited to be holding the event at Clyde Peeling's Reptiland in Allenwood, Pennsylvania, and we're calling it Scenes, Sips, and Scales to kind of put the twist on the reptile spin we have going on there. So we're really excited to be holding this event where guests can sample wines from three local wineries. We like to pair our photo gallery of the winners with sipping wines, and hence the Scenes and Sips name. We're going to have food trucks available at the zoo, and of course they'll have the opportunity to view the winning photos in our gallery, and also of course explore the zoo and the dinosaur exhibit at Reptiland.
Well, and why do this? In what way is it just purely a fundraiser or a socialization event, or does this relate to calling attention to the dinosaurs we might see in the outdoors if we could have just lived in the right millennia? But explain why.
Sure. So, like I said, it's really an opportunity to showcase our annual photo contest and also give an opportunity for the photographers from all stretches of the Greenway. The Susquehanna River kind of guides that Greenway, and it stretches all throughout Pennsylvania. So this is an opportunity for our photographers. We invite them to come to the reception, and also, the community members, who are interested in attending, all are welcome to purchase tickets. But it gives them the opportunity to come together and to view these images from across the Greenway, and almost providing a visual touch point for people to see really how far it stretches and, all the opportunities and all the, beautiful scenery that can really be found along the river. So obviously, yes, it's, to showcase our photo contest, a little bit of a fundraiser, but we really want to provide people with this opportunity to engage with one of our largest program areas with that photo contest.
And this is one of the fundraisers. Are there other ways that the Greenway Partnership raises funds throughout the year?
Sure. So we have quite a list of events this summer. Obviously, there's a big kind of regional fundraiser coming up next week called Raise the Region. We like to participate in that as well. It's a, I believe, 30-hour kind of fundraising event that happens. It's run by the First Community Foundation Partnership. So that's a chance for when people choose to donate to us. There's opportunities for them to match their donations with prizes to kind of stretch the funding and support the Greenway. And of course, it's a great opportunity for them to contribute to something that's really right in their backyard, and they can really see where their dollars go by donating to SGP.
And are there other opportunities to see the photography this year, other exhibits that you have planned yet?
We are planning, actually, in August. It's another Scenes and Sips that will be on the Hiawatha of the Susquehanna River up in Williamsport. So it'll be another unique way to view the photo contest winners of the gallery on a sunset cruise. So we usually try to do something a little unique with each batch of photos, and that's what we're planning for the next round.
Speaking of photos, tell us, this year's photo contest will be underway in a month or so.
Yes, so this year marks our 10th annual photo contest. The submission period is going to open on April 1st, and that'll be open for a few months through June 30th. We welcome photos from all across the Greenway in four different categories. This year's categories are going to be landscapes, river towns, Susquehanna adventures, and wildlife. There are cash prizes for the first through third place winners in each category. And another big perk of winning the photo contest is that the photos are added to a traveling gallery, which is exhibited all across the Greenway throughout the year. So this is what we're bringing to Reptiland, to Scenes and Sips for people to view. But it also kind of rotates from location to location across the Greenway in libraries and galleries. Cafes. We do have a schedule of those locations on our website, SusquehannaGreenway.org, if anyone is interested in seeing the gallery outside of our Scenes and Sips events.
Those are opportunities to see that. Additional information, how about sojourns? I know you're tied up with the water group Buffalo. I'm stuck on the word Buffalo and then beyond that. But tell us about sojourns and opportunities and information to be in the water.
We do have paddling itineraries on our website. We release new ones every year in our newsletter. So if you are interested in kind of receiving those, you can visit our website and sign up for emails. But we also provide guided opportunities each paddling season. So our next opportunity to get out on the river is called Susquehanna Float and Film. This will be Saturday, June 26th. And what we're doing here is we're inviting people to kayak on the Susquehanna River and also watch the best of international paddling films to really showcase how these, you know, world-class opportunities can be found right in our backyard in the Susquehanna Greenway. So the float portion itself is going to be about 8 miles from Watsontown to Lewisburg. And then the film portion of the day in the afternoon, following the float, will be in downtown Lewisburg at the Campus Theater. And guests are welcome to sign up for whichever part of the day that they want to join. It could be just the float, just the films, or both if they want kind of that full experience. So this is something new that we're trying this year, something we wanted to have last year again but had to be rescheduled. So we're really looking forward to that opportunity, really excited for that.
All right, we encourage folks to go to SusquehannaGreenway.org and make a pitch for folks to consider attendance at the May 7th Susquehanna Scene Sips and Dinosaur Scales.
Yes, and if you would, are interested in tickets for Scenes and Sips, they are available on our website, SusquehannaGreenway.org/scales, or you can always visit our Facebook page for updates. We have all our events listed there as well.
All right, yeah, please avail yourself of that, and we'll see everybody on the water. Alana, thank you so much for the information and the outreach and making sure you keep us in touch. We'll talk to you after May 7th, and we will make sure that folks are aware of the upcoming opportunities to get more information or to just enjoy the Greenway or to enjoy the things that you have scheduled. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And if anyone needs any resources or recommendations for getting outside, again, feel free to contact us or visit our website, SusquehannaGreenway.org, and we'll see you out on the Greenway.
All right. Thank you so much, Alana Jaco, Director of Communications and Outreach, Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. All of their information about the photo show and the photo contest and the event at Reptiland and the sojourns and the itineraries that they have outlined, all available at SusquehannaGreenway.org. And they also have fundraising. They're going to be involved in the Raise the Region fundraiser coming up as well.